So glad to have y'all with us this evening. Walked in and the choir's busy and getting their practice on. Actually, they're worshiping is what it is. It's a good feeling when you walk in and just feel the presence of the Lord already. And we just know He's always with us. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If you have a prayer request this evening, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together now, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to worship, dear Lord, ready to receive the message you have for us tonight, dear Lord. Ready, dear Lord, just to turn all of our attention on you. Dear Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that you'll strengthen and guide us through everything that we do. You see the hands that are raised. You know the depths of our hearts, dear Lord, those situations that each and every one of us face every day. And, dear Lord, in these special prayer requests, we're placing them in your hands right now, your mighty hands. Lord, we ask you to touch, to anoint, to protect, to heal, to strengthen us. Lord, as we're going through procedures, we're going through rehabs, there are those that are in the hospitals, nursing home facilities. Dear Lord, we ask that you'll just touch each and every one of them. And, dear Lord, we just love you. Lord, we want to thank you, dear Lord, for everything that you've done in our lives. Dear Lord, a special prayer goes out as we are continuing to pray for our children, the teachers, the administrators, all that are starting up this school year. Dear Lord, may they just be comforted, dear Lord, by your Spirit. Lord, may they know the truth and the truth be taught. I know it starts at home. Lord, may they know the Word, dear Lord. May they go forth, dear Lord, as they go into this new school year, dear Lord, with anticipation and excitement. Lord, calm the nerves, keep them safe. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. God. How many of you believe in prayer?
Amen.
Yes, God hears our prayers. Amen. So let's all turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. Amen. It's all just sing and worship.
Thank you.
have a seat. We're going to get ready and take up the evening offering. I know the choir, and they've got an arrangement already set for us this evening, so we're going to turn it over to them after we do this. Just really excited about what the Lord has in store for us. It's been some powerful, powerful messages, and God's Word goes forth. And if we don't need anything, we need the Lord right now. Just praise God. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my visions. That's when my frustrations get so out of hand. Oh, then I am reminded I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. I look at all my victories. The Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy.
Shield the flames again, again.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy,
and the hill would not be hard to climb.
He never offered our victory.
prophet said it would be in the last days and outpouring we'd see. Yes, we are waiting, we're anticipating. Lord, won't you send your Holy Ghost now?
Send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down.
Heavenly Father, won't you hear our call?
As I face the rain.
the storm. I've had visions, and I've had dreams. I've even held them in my the anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn.
Stay intact. Sister Tabitha, do you have that song, He Knows My Name? Can you sing? Oh, okay, good. Could you sing that for us? I mean, he's thankful he knows our name.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures, great and small. And He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of my life. But I know in whom I believed, and He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name.
How many of us know His name?
Oh, yes.
Well, if you love the Lord, give Him praise tonight. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen.
Amen.
Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to feel His holy presence. No plan to keep you a long time tonight, but if you do have your Bibles with you, go with us to the book of 2 Chronicles. In the 5th chapter, very intriguing account of the tabernacle, the temple. Amen. In the book of 2 Chronicles, in the 5th chapter, thank you for standing. I'll try not to keep you standing very long, but I do want to read some scripture to lay some groundwork here. In the very first verse of the 5th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles, "Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God." Everybody say, treasures of the house of God. "Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which was in the 7th month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And they brought up the ark
and the tabernacle of the congregation. And all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, these did the priest and the Levites bring up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house into the most holy place, even unto the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen without. And there it is unto this day. And there was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, again, we just love you and we thank you, God, for this opportunity, this time together, Lord, that you have given us. Father, and I pray that we would be in one mind and one accord tonight. God, receptive to what you would have us to feed on tonight. Lord, I thank you for the word. I thank you, God, for your promises and for your commandments. Father, we pray tonight, God, for those who are suffering, those who may be sick, and God, that you would reach out with your healing hand. Now, just anoint this service tonight. God, anoint these lips of clay and this vessel. God, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For we ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. If you love the Lord, let him know it tonight. Give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, when the church body becomes one, when the church body becomes one, this is a wonderful story, and most of you are probably very familiar with the building of the temple. Solomon, the son of David, was the one that God allowed to build the temple. David wanted to build a temple, but God would not allow him to build the temple because he was referred to as a king of war. And he was, most of his reign was in battles and conquest, and a lot of people died, but yet the temple was to be built, and Solomon was the one that set everything in order. And I want to read some statistics for us tonight before I get any further into the message, and I want us to get an idea of the vastness and of the great majestic temple that was built. It was not just thrown up. It was not just a structure that was built without any planning and all. But up until this time, you know, the ark dwelt in a tent. It was a tent that was mobile when the children of Israel were going through the Egyptian wilderness there, and they had a tabernacle, and God honored that. How many knows that God will honor, amen, a place where we anoint it, amen, and come together and worship and praise the Lord? But Solomon wanted to build this temple, and the temple, history tells us, was some 11 floors high. And it was 1 million square feet of floor space, much of which was overlaid with gold. Now, you got to understand that although David was not allowed to build the temple, he was allowed to gather things and dedicate those things, and silver and gold and lumber and all of those things in anticipation of the building of the temple, but he was not allowed, in fact, to build the temple himself. So much of this material had already been set aside. There was an altar made of brass, and a wonderful veil that was made of blue and purple and crimson. The ceiling was wonderfully made with the wood from the fir tree, history tells us. The beams were then overlaid with gold. Various vessels of gold and silver filled the temple. History tells us it was in seven years in construction before this particular scripture was written, denoting the fact that the temple was ready, amen, to be inhabited. The Bible, or history tells us, it was at a cost of $300 million, and if you figure in the cost of labor in today's market, it would equal to about $500 million in the construction of this temple. So it was a great work, a beautiful work, And now I want to read verses 11 through 14. You don't have to stand. Just remain seated if you would. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then, everybody say then, the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. A lot of anticipation, a lot of material, a lot of building, a lot of planning went into the construction of this great and beautiful temple that stood for years and years and years. But I want to bring a point, if I can, tonight. You know, God is not so much impressed with material things or the structure of the building. The Bible tells us, too, that during this procession, as they was going into the temple, that Solomon and the priest began to offer sacrifices that were too numerous to even count. And how many knows that God in that time honored sacrifices? But can I tell you, it wasn't the sacrifices so much that moved God. It wasn't the beams that were overlaid with gold, although they were mighty pretty, I imagine, and something to be proud of. And imagine, if you would, an altar of brass, shiny, and it's wonderfully made. Never seen before, probably, in a temple. And there it was. And all the vessels of silver and gold that were laid all in the temple there. Everything was of beauty. But none of that really moved God. He probably was happy, or actually granted them the privilege of building a house. But, you know, the Lord also dwelled in the thickness and the darkness of the temple when it was just a mobile tent. His presence was still there. But one thing that rose above all of the majesty of the temple, one thing that rose above all of the beauty and the cost and everything that had been in preparations, and that's when the priests were sanctified before they even came out into the auditorium or into the temple. And the singers were in one mind and one accord, all dressed in white. And the Bible says when they, the singers and the priests that blew on the trumpet, began to be as one sound, that the Spirit of the Lord came into the temple as a thickness of a cloud, and it filled all of the temple. 11 floors high, 1 million square feet of floor space, and the power of God was so thick in that place that the Bible says that the ministers could not even stand to minister because of the cloud or the power of God that was in that place. And isn't it amazing? Not ironic, but isn't it amazing that the number of the priests was 120? How many remembers reading again when 120 people became one in one sound, in one mind, in one accord, were gathered together in an upper room? And God honored that. And I began to think, Lord, if we could enter into your sanctuary, if we could lay aside every weight, every problem, every situation, and begin to in one mind and one accord. Amen. Begin to glorify and praise God in unison. There it is. I knew it was in there somewhere. Then God would honor that and bless and anoint. Amen. And we would have a service. And that's what I want us to be in anticipation for. When we get ready, amen, to go into revival, I would like for First Pentecostal Church to already be revived, to already be in one mind and one accord. As a pastor, I urge you, when you come to this revival, come with a ready made up mind. As the priest went into a separate place and they began to pray and be sanctified and did all of those things, amen, to let them know that when they entered into that temple, there was only one thing on their heart and only one thing and on their mind, and that was to give honor and glory to Jehovah God. Let me tell you, First Pentecostal, when we come in those doors and the only thing is on our heart, the only thing that's on our mind is worshiping God in one mind and one accord, we'll see a mighty move of God even before the evangelist gets here. Wouldn't it be wonderful if when the evangelist and the other churches come in, the power of God had already fallen on the congregation? And that's possible only because we become in one mind and one accord in one body for one purpose. And I thank God that God honors that. The Bible tells us when the priest and the singers became one. Again, nothing else really had an effect on that service or on that gathering until they all got in one mind and one accord. Brother, how can we do that? We have situations. We have problems. We have issues. We have work schedules. I know we have all of those things. But let me tell you, and we used to have the trouble tree that was out there. And we encouraged people with those little ribbons. When you come into the house of the Lord, just symbolically hang all of your troubles, all of your cares, all of your problems, all of your issues on that little trouble tree. And when you come into the sanctuary, when you come into the house of God, let nothing else be on your mind and on your heart except glorifying and worshiping Him. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord will come in. It's not always a shout. It's not always running and praising God. Sometimes the thickness of God doesn't do anything but just bring tears down your cheeks and you just begin to glorify and praise God. However He feels and wants to bless us, I believe when we get in one mind and one accord, we'll see healings. We'll see deliverances. I'm wanting to see some births in the First Pentecostal Church. I'm wanting to see some people filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to see some people, amen, that maybe have been distantly following God to rededicate their life unto God. Amen. I know that revival is a time of miracles, and I know revival is a time of reviving our spirit, but we need new birth in the church. We need new converts to come in. Amen. And we can do that, amen, or God can do that when we come in one mind and one accord. And I pray that we all do that, amen, not only in the revival, but leading up to the revival as well, because I feel like the time for revival is necessary in the land that which we live, amen, in the cities that we live, in the times that we're living in. We need a mighty move of God. Now, God honors faith, and God honors, and I believe in giving God the very best that we have to give Him. I believe in doing the very best we can for our church, and I'm so thankful for our building and for our all the structures that we have. God has really, really blessed us here, and we give Him all the praise and all the honor and the glory. And, you know, every bench, every pew that is in here, even the ones that are downstairs that we took out of the choir loft, every one of them has been anointed with oil and prayed over so that when people come in and sit on those things, they will know that that has been dedicated unto the Lord. Brother Eddie doesn't own a thing in this building. None of it is mine. It belongs to God. Everything's been dedicated. We've even prayed for the parking lot. You say, Brother Eddie, that's kind of silly. No, it's not. We want to let God know that everything that is on this property belongs to Him, and it's for the purpose of glorifying and praising Him. But you know what? All of the chandeliers, all of the beams, and all of the pews cannot cry out to God. Amen. They've been anointed. They've been dedicated just as the silver and gold and vessels that were dedicated unto the house of the Lord. But when the priests and the singers came in, all dressed in white, blowing the trumpets, in one mind and one accord, and the singers were all perfectly in tune with each other, there came a sound, amen, a glorious sound. And the Bible says the cloud filled the whole place, the whole vessel, the whole temple where they were sitting. I would imagine there was a mighty move of God in that day and hour, certainly like a type and shadow on the day of Pentecost. How many knows that the day of Pentecost is not the only time that the Spirit of God has come down? Amen. The Lord has come in this sanctuary, the same God of the little church. Amen. He was there as well, and He'll be here with us as long as we allow Him to be and give Him our whole mind, our heart, our soul, and body. And again, give God the very best that you have to give. And let me encourage you, many years ago when we would have revival, the men would gather either downstairs, and before we had this structure, I remember some of the elders of the church would go out into the woods there, and they would take a rock, and they would build an altar, and they would pray for that night's service, that God would move mightily. And we had some great moves of God, amen? But that's when the people were one mind and one accord. And I know we have that ability to do that. I know we can do it. We just have to make our priorities be worshiping and praising God. And please, understand, lay aside those issues, those problems. If you need prayer, come to the altar. Amen. We don't have an altar of brass. Amen. But God's still just as real here as He was that day. Amen. When Solomon and the priest and all entered into the temple. So please tonight, that's basically all I wanted to share with you in anticipation. Revival is coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of August. And I want us to not wait till the 22nd to start praying for revival. If you just would, give me a show of hands if you have any type of prayer need whatsoever. Amen. Does anyone in the house tonight have a prayer? Do you have a lost loved one? Do you have somebody in your family, somebody in your neighborhood, somebody that you work with that maybe don't know Jesus, that maybe has never made Him a priority, or they may be sick in body? These are the times that we can gather together in one mind and one accord. And I know sometimes the move of God, we sing and we get ready and we prepare for a move of God, but if we could enter those doors, if we could come in one mind and one accord. Fellowship is wonderful, but let's make it after service on those nights. Can we do that, church? Can we get together? Amen. If these prayer rooms downstairs, they'll be open. The altars will be open, and that's encouraged. But what I think would be great, if we prayed before we ever left the house, if we prayed on our way to church and we came in those doors, and all that was on our heart and all that was on our mind was to see a mighty move of God. When we get in one mind and one accord, God will be in the place. When the church body becomes one. And folks, we are one. We're encouraged to be one. We're made up of many members, but all the same body. And all the members don't have the same type of ministry. But when the whole body is functioning, amen, then God gets the honor and the glory. Would you do that not for your pastor, but would you do that for Jesus Christ and a mighty move in this revival? If you would, just put your hands together, amen, and say, God, we're going to have revival. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray for a mighty move of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I love you so very much. If you want to read that story, it's a wonderful, remarkable story. You can find those statistics anywhere in any Bible reference to let you know. I was always intrigued by all that went into the temple, but until I started really digging in and seeing the real, real cost of what they did, it was amazing. And again, today, in today's dollars, somebody figured it up, it would be about $500 million to construct the same type of temple that was constructed then. But you know what? I still believe in giving God our best. Amen. And I believe in keeping the house of God as good as we possibly can. And church, you've done an outstanding job. You've really, really done well keeping the upkeep and everything. There's a lot of people have commented about how does your little congregation be able to take care of all that, and I said, I don't know. It just has to be God, amen, because God will always supply the need. Do you love the Lord? Amen. Do you love the church? Do you love one another? Amen. Give the Lord praise. God bless you. Amen. Might ask our music if they would come back, and we'll just close with a song tonight. Amen. And if you have a need tonight, please come to the altar. We'll pray with you, and we'll pray for you. Glory to God. What can we sing? Praise God. What's a song that everybody knows? Jesus. Jesus. Would you stand? There's just something about that name. Jesus. 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 Oh, there's something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after a rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven it unto the Lord.
Under my feet.
comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my
dismiss tonight. I just kind of feel like laying this out there. I know that you pray during the weeks. I know you pray that thank the Lord for the text blast and all the things on Facebook that we see and the prayer requests that come in on a continual basis. Continue to pray for those. But just kind of laid on my heart, just pick some. Don't even have to tell anybody. Just pick somebody out in the congregation and say a special prayer for them. That way, maybe we'll all get prayed for this next couple of weeks. Amen? Amen. And you know, you can pick a different person every night if you want to when you pray every day. But I believe that God will honor that if we'll just pray one for another. That'll again make us be in one mind and one accord, looking for a great time in the Lord. So anybody you want to pray for, amen. And if we're truthful, all of us can use the prayer. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Would you dismiss us, brother? Amen. Love you, church.
Praise God. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. He is so worthy to be praised. Praise God. Our hearts and minds clear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't God great? Amen. Amen. Just love Him. Just let Him just minister to us in the many different ways. Looking forward to as we go into this month, and there's so much on the calendar and there's so much going on, but with the revival and with the spirit that I think we all feel, I know there's a lot of questions being asked, a lot of cries being made out that the Lord needs to, that He's dealing with right now. And I just want us to be those willing vessels that He can use. Amen. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. We invite you all back Wednesday night for service. Love to have you. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we just praise Your name. Lord, we thank You, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in Your house. And, dear Lord, in Your name, dear Lord, and for Your word to be read. Lord, as a message brought forth, dear Lord, as we prepare for just this season, dear Lord, with school starting, with the revival, with all the activities going forward, dear Lord. But we want to put You first in everything that we do. Dear Lord, first in our life, first in our day, first in everything that we are. Dear Lord, we'll put You first. And, Lord, we just thank You, dear Lord, for Your love for us, that You thought of us. And, dear Lord, that You love us. And, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory, dear Lord, and we just pray in Jesus' name. And everybody says, Amen. Amen. Such a wonderful name.